Hey everyone, just taking a quick 15 seconds to let you know that my new book, The Fitness Mindset, Eat for Energy, Train for Attention, Manage Your Mindset, and Reap the Results, which hit the bestseller list within 24 hours of its release, is now available to buy on Amazon. So if you're looking for everything you need to get into incredible shape and the mindset to keep it forever, be sure to check it out. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
You're listening to the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where Irish fitness entrepreneur Brian Keane answers your questions and interviews leaders in the world of fitness, health, mindset, and natural wellness to share tips about all things that can support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself and build a bulletproof mindset to get whatever you want out of life. Come join the fun.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode is going to be very much geared towards the festive period, towards the Christmas, and I'm going to share 8 of my fast, quick tips to look amazing and get into amazing shape for the Christmas. So these are things that you could do anytime during the year, but particularly when you're coming up to the festive period where we know we're strategically probably going to be overeating and over drinking. Again, I'm speaking for myself. And with that Christmas week cut off where you're normally at home and you're not doing your normal routine in terms of work or going to the gym, it's very, very easy to just kind of get lazy that week. So what you can do so that you look amazing over the Christmas period, your Christmas Eve, Stephen's Day, New Year's, there's a couple of tips I'm going to share in this podcast episode that you can apply straight away, and they work quick and fast, and they're not going to have any negative effect on you long term, and they're going to hopefully have you in your best shape coming into the Christmas period. So number one is probably the most important, which is your nutrition and your diet coming into the Christmas period. One of the reasons that this time of year works very, very well for people when you kind of knuckle down and get focused on a specific goal is it's very, very tangible that I want to be ready by this date. I want to be ready by the 24th of December when I'm going out at home for Christmas drinks, or I'm going out to a club before Christmas Day, and then Stephen's Day or Boxing Day if you're in the UK or abroad. You have tangible dates that you know you're going to be going out for. You're going to be wearing that dress or that t-shirt or that shirt you like, that you want to look your very best for. So automatically it can work quite well as motivation, but your nutrition and your diet is going to be key. So one of the things I would advise doing is over the next 3 weeks or so, really nail down on your nutrition and get it geared towards whatever it is you're trying to achieve, particularly if fat loss is your goal. So realistically, you're not going to build a lot of muscle in a 3 week period. It takes a lot longer. That process is considerably harder than just dropping body fat, which is actually way simpler to do because you drop into a deficit. You can increase your cardio. You can do certain training techniques I'll talk about in this podcast episode, and you can implement them straight away, and you can get a pretty fast shift in terms of getting your body fat down and looking leaner. So even if you have got muscle tone or a lot of muscle as a guy that you want to just make it look better, reducing your body fat over the next few weeks and getting leaner is going to have you looking your best coming into the Christmas period. So what I would advise is over these next 3 weeks, really get down, not strict, but very aware of the foods you're consuming, because you can still be pretty lenient. And even people I'm working with in my programs, we have even this time during the year, we still have free meals every week so that metabolisms get reset. And when you don't go into a calorie restricted diet for too long, you don't run the risk of having to massively drop your calories or massively increase your training intensity to continue to get results, which can happen when you go too low calorie for too long period of time. So it happens to a lot of people that are in extreme calorie restricted diets over 3, 4, 5 month period. You got to go more extreme to get the same result or to even move the needle slightly. That's why strategic refeeds or free meals once a week or every 10 days or 21 days, depending on your metabolism, can work very, very well at making sure that your metabolism doesn't stall. If you think your metabolism like a fire, when you calorie restrict for too long, that fire starts to dim and it doesn't burn as brightly. When you refeed, it's like throwing petrol back on that fire. It's throwing gas on the fire and it lights it back up again, which means that after a refeed, if you've done it strategically, you can actually look leaner the following day and feel better the following week, even mentally and even physically. Your body composition will look better because your metabolism will have elevated. So what I would advise doing over the next 3 weeks or so is start focusing on eating real, clean, healthy foods that are going to support the end goal. One of the mistakes that a lot of people make, and again, I've been a victim of this in my past, particularly when I was competing as a fitness model and I was traveling the world doing that. I was in that fitness space and I lost the concept that health and fitness are two different things. I, for a long period of time, thought health and fitness was the same thing when they're not. They do have a split. In terms of fitness, you can eat things like protein bars, diet drinks, vitamin drinks, and they're all going to support you for fitness as long as you're factoring them into your macros, you've got a good nutritional plan outside of that, and you've got a good training program. You can look amazing from a body composition point of view, but your health may not be that good. The polyalcohols in fat in protein bars, the aspartame and sweeteners in diet drinks, the fortified vitamins in vitamin drinks, they may not be the best for your health in terms of the bioavailability of, say, vitamins in a fortified drink that your body's not going to be able to use, and they're not going to give you the benefit that you would normally get from eating foods that contain those vitamins. One of my biggest pet peeves in fitness and nutrition particularly is drinks and products that are fortified with vitamins. Fortified vitamins mean they've been added in. They normally have a reduced bioavailability, which means that you're not absorbing them the same way as you would if you consumed that amount of vitamins or minerals from food. And I don't ever remember my broccoli being fortified with vitamins or being fortified with anything. That's kind of the thing that I bring it back to, and I tend to remind myself of that whenever I get kind of duped straight away and looking at something that's like, oh, there's vitamins and minerals in that, because that fortification process is just another processing that has added and is a good marketing label to make you think something is healthy when it may not be the best thing for you in terms of your energy levels overall. And one of the reasons that I try and keep energy levels so steady this time of year is when you keep your energy high and you're eating good quality, clean, real, whole foods, particularly plenty of complete protein sources, your vegetables, your fruits, your complex carbs, your healthy fats. When you're consuming these foods, your energy levels are higher. So you don't need to consume as many, and you can still have a high training output out the other side because you're utilizing those calories, you're utilizing those macronutrients and micronutrients, your vitamins and minerals, to improve your energy levels throughout the day so that you don't end up reaching for something sugary, you don't end up reaching for something stimulant-y just to keep your energy levels up, which can have a negative effect on your sleep. If you're reaching for stimulated drinks and then you try and drop into rapid eye movement sleep, your REM cycles, that can get disturbed, and then you wake up the following day and you don't feel rested. And there's been a lot of studies, and again, studies regularly change, particularly in sports nutrition and health, but the most recent ones will show that people that have only got 4 or 5 hours sleep, you may have been in bed for 8 hours, but you weren't asleep because you were breaking your sleep because you had too much stimulants in your system, too much caffeine before bed, or something that was knocking you out of REM sleep, have shown to be massively insulin resistant the following day, which means that you're reaching for glucosey foods, you're reaching for sugary sweets just to pick your energy levels back up, and your willpower is going to be massively down-regulated the following day. Kelly McGonigal has a great book, The Willpower Instinct, where it shows studies of people who have been sleep deprived and their ability to make poor decisions the following day purely because their willpower is lower. And this really comes in terms of food. So when you are consuming foods that give your body energy, that are giving you all the macro and micronutrients that you need, your energy levels are going to be higher, so you're not going to need to eat as much of those foods, and you're going to be able to train out harder the other side. So the more output you have, and the next couple of tips I'm going to share, when you factor those in with good nutrition, you're going to be able to make your body look better over the Christmas period because you won't need to eat as much food. And by all means, coming into the Christmas period, we'll probably be overeating, over drinking, lots of nights out, things with families and friends where we're just eating and drinking. You know, I know myself, when our families get together, all we do for about 7 days is you're either eating, drinking, and you're staying up late. So having the structure for the next 3 weeks with your nutrition and your diet can allow you to enjoy that week, and you won't be beating yourself up and then worrying about the 1st of January coming where you're like, okay, I got to shift all these Christmas pounds, because you've put yourself in such a good position the 3 weeks prior. So the number one tip is, over the next 3 weeks, really dial in your diet, minimize your amount of processed foods, increase the amount of fruits and vegetables and complete proteins, complex carbs and healthy fats you're eating. factor them into your goals in terms of if you're really trying to get your body fat down, get into a calorie deficit so that you're not eating too many calories. If you're trying to maintain the muscle that you have and just get a little bit leaner, eat around your calorie maintenance, maybe increase your protein to make up that maintenance, and then cycle your carbs on low, medium, and high days. Lots of variations that you can do. But number one is keep your energy levels high, keep it with good quality foods, and reduce the amount of processed ingredients you're consuming just so that you can enjoy your Christmas and not feel guilty because you've worked so hard for these 3 weeks. Number two then is to increase the amount of cardio you're doing in your training. So cardio is an incredible way at reducing the amount of body fat and just making you look leaner coming into any period. But sometimes, personally, I'm speaking for myself and you're your own best example, I struggle to do my cardio if I'm not training for something. Right now, I'm training for the Marathon de Sable, the race in the Moroccan desert next year. So I'm able to do my runs and my cardio because I have an end goal. But for years coming into the Christmas period, I wouldn't do cardio unless I had something that I need to look good for. And then when I knew that, look, I'm going out over the Christmas period, I'm going to be out for at least 4 or 5 nights over Christmas, I want to look my best, it allowed me to use that as motivation to add in my cardio, which normally would bore me at the end of workouts. So what I would advise doing over the next 3 weeks is add in some form of cardio to the end of your workouts or split it. Some people find doing fasted cardio in the morning works better for their time schedule. Again, a lot of scientific studies will show that it doesn't really matter when you do your cardio in terms of your fat deposits and your body's ability to use fat as a fuel source. Again, there's people that are going to stand on both sides of that fence. The truth is, find what works best for you. If working out fasted for your cardio first thing in the morning fits into your lifestyle and schedule, then do that. If it's better that you have more time at the end of your workouts, then do that. There's no right or wrong. It's about finding what works best for your lifestyle, your schedule, and then factoring it in. So what I would advise is play around with what works best for your body type. If you know you work better off high intensity interval training, then by all means factor that in. Personally, I'm a bigger fan of high intensity interval training. I do that in my programs with people I work with, for the large part, for the 80% of people. And I do it myself because you get a better bang for your buck. High intensity variations of 30-30. So if you're on a rowing machine, a 30-second sprint, as hard as you can go, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 in terms of exertion level, and then rest 0 out of 10 or 1 out of 10 on the other 30 seconds and then repeat that 10 times. I find my heart rate gets crazy high, you end up tearing a lot of fibers down, and you end up increasing your metabolism as a result. The main way, then, there's lots of different factors that come into play in terms of lipolysis in your body using fat as a fuel source. But one of the ways in training that works very effectively for reducing body fat and making you leaner is using the two systems in training to increase your metabolism. One is elevating your heart rate so that you burn more calories, which high intensity interval training can do because your heart rate is at 80-90% of its maximum. To calculate your maximum heart rate, it's 220 minus your age. So if you just scribble that down, you can calculate what your maximum is, and then 70% of that number is going to be your fat loss zone, and then anything above is, again, high intensity interval training. So that works very, very well in terms of increasing your heart rate. What high intensity interval training can also do, depending on the system you use, is you can tear a lot of fibers down. And I'll speak on that in the next tip, that when you tear fibers down, you elevate your metabolism to the fact that your body needs to use the food you eat to repair itself and doesn't add the extra calories to weight gain or fat gain. Again, lots of different factors going into a surplus, a deficit, your own metabolism, your own digestion all come into play. But a very, very safe general rule is to utilize tearing down fibers so that you elevate your metabolism further. And high intensity interval training can be a great way to do this. And also, if you're short on time and have a busy lifestyle, you've got a high intensity job where you're constantly on, you've got kids that you need to get home to, or you just want to get home to watch Christmas movies with your boyfriend, girlfriend, or best friends. Sometimes you don't want to spend 20, 30 minutes doing cardio, and you may get a better bang for your buck with high intensity interval training. The only thing to keep in mind there is high intensity interval training and low carbohydrate diets may not work best hand in hand. Again, everyone metabolizes it differently, but if for whatever reason you're listening to this and you're following a low carbohydrate diet, what you might find when you add in, say, 30-30 sprints for your high intensity interval training, your body's largely using glucose glycogen as its energy source in interval training. So if your carbs are too low, you may find your output is very, very poor. And the reason high intensity interval training works so well is because your burning through that glucose and glycogen, you're able to keep the intensity high, so you're able to burn more calories. If your intensity is low because your carbs are low, you may be better using low intensity steady state cardio, which is a bit more of a fat adapted cardio system that allows you to utilize fat as a fuel source. So again, it's not a case of which one is the best, because they both have merit. Low intensity steady state cardio is a 10, 20, 30 minute hot incline walk on a treadmill or a cross trainer, and again, it can use fat as a fuel source provided that your nutrition is very, very good. The only thing I would offer there is you want to keep your nutrition super clean. You probably want to keep your carbs a little bit lower, and you'll get the maximum benefit from low intensity steady state cardio, even though it'll take you a little bit longer. So as I said, it's not a case of this is the best one and everyone should do this, but find what works best for you. If you know you respond better to low intensity cardio and your body always gets leaner as a result, then do that. If you know that you don't have the time and your body responds well to high intensity interval training, then do that. For example, and to finish on that, I don't work that well in low intensity steady state zones because I'm very active during the day and I walk around and everything that I do is pretty active. So my body doesn't really respond to low intensity steady state, but it responds very quickly to high intensity. So that's worth noting. If you have a high active lifestyle and you're very, very active and you're always walking everywhere and you're doing lots of active things with your kids, you're probably not going to get the maximum benefit from low intensity steady state cardio as much as if you did high intensity, because it's a different energy system that your body's not used to. So that's another one that's worth keeping in mind when choosing a cardio system. The next one then kind of coincides with number two, and that's increase the intensity in your workouts. So one of the very, very simple tips that you can do, and I use this with people in my top 50 program, particularly the advanced program, where there's tri-sets and giant sets built in. And it's a very, very easy way to increase the intensity in your workout without having to spend any extra time in the gym or without having to make yourself sick because you're doing a metabolic conditioning that just sends your central nervous system into overdrive, which by all means you can factor in and works very, very well over a shortened period of time, particularly for fat loss plateaus, but not consistently for a 3, 4, 5, 6 week period. So what I would advise is start increasing the intensity in your workouts. For you, if you're a beginner or intermediate, that may be something like cutting your rest periods from 60 seconds to 45 seconds or to 30 seconds so that you're getting your heart rate a little bit higher. And as I said earlier, when you have your heart rate increased, you're burning more calories, and it's a very, very quick and easy way to increase the intensity in your workouts. Another way, and my personal favorite, as I mentioned that I do in my top 50 program, is start adding exercises together. So a giant set is like a circuit. It's where you pick four movements or more and you put them back to back to back to back, and then you perform them one after the other, and then you take your rest, normally a longer period of rest because the intensity is higher. So for example, you're doing a barbell squat followed by a lunge on each side, followed by an extension, followed by a leg press, and then you rest for 90 seconds, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, depending on the program, depending on your level. And what this does, it increases your heart rate like crazy. You get the best of both worlds in terms of tearing fibers down, provided you're working for tempo and tearing fibers and keeping tension on the muscle, and you're elevating your heart rate through keeping the intensity level high. So it's a very, very easy sub in. So depending on your level, try decreasing the amount of rest that you're doing in your workouts, or try adding in tri-sets and giant sets, combining movements together so that you can increase your intensity in the workouts as well. If you also, this works tremendously well with bodyweight workouts. So some of you are doing my 7 a.m. workouts on Facebook every Monday morning at 7 a.m. for November and December. So that works tremendously well at burning calories too, because you're combining the best of both worlds. You're tearing fibers through extra resistance on isometric movements and holds, but you're also increasing your heart rate through movement patterns and different exercises. Those workouts take 20 minutes, 10 moves followed one after the other, 10 times a minute on each one, then a 2 minute rest followed by normally some form of finisher that's very, very high intensity. Very quick, very easy. And you can implement it anywhere as long as you have enough space in your room or in your kitchen or in your sitting room that you're able to move your body weight. And that's another very, very good way. So if you need to tune into that, be sure to check out my Facebook page, Brian Keane Fitness, every Monday morning at 7 a.m. for the month of December. Okay, next is a supplement tip. So if getting leaner is your goal, I recommend and offer trialing two supplements that are my particular favorites. So for those of you who read my book, The Fitness Mindset, and for those of you who ever came through my program, you know I am a big fan of green tea extract and L-carnitine tartrate. The reason I like these ingredients and supplements particularly is because they don't have a negative effect on your central nervous system. They don't have a negative effect in terms of rebounding, which can happen with a lot of traditional fat burners that suppress your appetite. And then when you go off them, your appetite roars back worse than ever. So traditional over-the-counter fat burners, I'm not a huge fan of. But things like green tea extract has so much antioxidants and health benefits on top of being able to elevate your metabolism so you burn more calories throughout the day. It's one of my go-to supplements when fat loss is my goal, and it's one I'll be using myself over the Christmas period so I can look my best coming into that time period. So the way to choose your green tea extract supplement, it's not so much by brand, it's by the ingredient list. So depending on your body weight, 500 mcg to 1,000 milligrams will work very, very well once or twice a day, again, depending on your body weight and goals. But the key ingredient you want to look for is the compound ECGC, which is underneath the ingredient list on every green tea extract capsule or every green tea extract bottle. And you want that to be at 45% or more. And that's the compound that shows an effective increase in your body's ability to burn more calories. So it's one of the reasons that I love it as a supplement. And then pairing that with L-carnitine tartrate, there's two types of L-carnitine. One is excelsyl L-carnitine, which is a little bit more for brain cognition. And then L-carnitine tartrate is more for fat loss in terms of it helps your body push fat cells into its mitochondria so you can burn it as fuel. So it effectively means that you're able to pull the fat that's on your body and utilize it and burn through it when you're training. When you combine these two supplements together, they're very, very potent and they don't have a negative effect on your central nervous system or your body. L-carnitine is an amino acid, green tea extract. You can drink green tea, but you're not going to get the same concentration level of ECGC that normally elevates metabolism. So you would need to drink a considerable, probably gallons of green tea to get that compound enough that you would get in a single capsule of a supplement. That's why drinking it and supplement with it tend to do different things. So if getting leaner is your goal over the Christmas period, consider adding in both of those supplements. A secondary benefit that I love L-carnitine tartrate, for guys, this doesn't necessarily do it for girls, even though it does have a slight increase, it can help increase testosterone in guys, which has been shown to build muscle, help lose body fat, and in girls, it also shifts it up slightly, and girls need that balance too. Testosterone isn't necessarily bad for a girl, as a matter of fact, having it in the right proportions and the right ratios, it's actually tremendously beneficial for female health, for female fat loss, female muscle tone, and you just don't want it jacked up to the natural levels of a guy. But an over-the-counter supplement or an amino acid isn't going to do that. You would need to take an exogenous form of testosterone in order to do that. Really, as a female, your body doesn't have, with the exception of a genetic few, your body doesn't have that capability of increasing testosterone to male levels, and you're not going to get it in a normal supplement, particularly one in an amino acid. So if that is a concern, do not worry about it. It's only going to have a positive effect on your fat loss and muscle tone. So I would look into considering supplementing with both of those into the Christmas period. So what I would advise over the Christmas period is use the next 3 weeks to minimize your alcohol intake. By all means, factor in your alcohol and you're going to have an amazing time over Christmas, but it's not the best thing you can consume when you're trying to kind of peak your physique and look your best for a couple of reasons. One, obviously the added calories, 7 calories per gram of alcohol, but they're useless calories. Your body will use it as an energy source, but it's like trying to run your car on water. So it's very, very, they're empty calories is what they're normally referred to. Your body doesn't get any nutrients from them. They also work as a displacing agent for a lot of other vitamins and minerals. So for guys in particular, they work as a displacing agent for zinc, which means that if you have alcohol and there's zinc in your system, it can help displace that. So you need your zinc for recovery. It's a precursor for testosterone, and it can have a negative effect on a lot of different vitamins and minerals that both guys and girls consume from different foods and supplements we use. So alcohol isn't the best in that context. But what I would advise, the main way it affects your body composition is those empty calories. So just scale back on it over the next 3 weeks. And then by all means, use that as motivation to go and enjoy your Christmas, knowing that you've done everything you can for the 3 weeks and you look your absolute best, and now you can go out and have the drinks that you want and you can really thoroughly enjoy it. I know myself that anytime I've done that in the past where I've taken a 3 or 4 week break, particularly when I used to drink pretty regularly, I always felt better and enjoyed my nights out more because I felt so much more confident. I felt so much cleaner and had a steady state of energy, and I was able to go and enjoy my nights out knowing that I'd worked hard the 3-4 weeks prior. Okay, the next tip is be specific with your goals. So one of my favorite quotes that I've tattooed onto my brain that I live by is, you can't hit a target you can't see. And I use that in all areas of my life, in business, in relationships, in fitness. And working up to the Christmas period, if you're very clear and specific on what you want to achieve, it makes it way easier to stay on track. So if you know you want to drop a dress size, or you know you want to get the last 2 packs in your abs so that you've got an outline of a 6-pack coming into the Christmas period, or you know that you want your arms and chest to fill out a t-shirt so that you look your best for Christmas Eve, that's very, very specific. So then you can design your training, you can design your nutrition, and the supplements you choose can help you get there faster. So for example, if you know you want to drop a dress size because you bought this dress that you love, you want to make sure that you're in a calorie deficit, that you are using supplements that are going to enhance fat loss, and that you're increasing your cardio in your training session and elevating your metabolism through resistance training so that you're able to drop a dress size. If you're a guy who's looking to look better and burst out of a t-shirt over the Christmas period, you want to start doing a lot of work on your arms, on your chest, make sure your protein is high, don't drop your calories too low, and maybe minimize the amount of cardio you're doing, but factor in some high intensity so that you're doing a 4-minute Tabata, or you're doing 10 minutes of 30-30, and you're not doing an hour of cardio every day, because you're going to deplete your glycogen, you're going to deplete your glucose, and you're just going to flatten out so that you don't pop in a t-shirt. So whatever your specific goals are, reverse engineer and work backwards with your training, your nutrition, and your supplements so that you can hit that end goal. As long as you know what the target is and you've given yourself a realistic time period, now you're not going to go from 30% body fat to having a 6-pack in 3 weeks. You're not going to go from a size 16 to a size 6 in 3 weeks, but you can definitely drop a couple of dress sizes, you could definitely make your abs a little bit leaner, and you can definitely make your arms look bigger. All of these things are very, very doable and realistic in a 3-week period, provided that your training, nutrition, and supplements are all geared towards it. So take home message is be specific with your goals, and then the training, nutrition, and supplements you use around that feed into that end goal. And the last tip is kind of similar to what I mentioned earlier in the episode, and it's something that always worked for me. I read a lot of different books and resources that talk about psychological tendencies in people, particularly just the way we've got cognitive biases and the way that our brains work as a human species. And we have basic reward systems and dopamine releases that we get when we hit a certain target and hit a certain goal, knowing that we're going to get what we want out the other side. It's effectively a delayed gratification where we give up what we want now for what we want even more in the future. And knowing that you're going to really enjoy your Christmas period and you're going to have an amazing Christmas Eve and Stephen's Day or Boxing Day and New Year's Eve, and you're going to look your best, you're going to feel confident to talk to that guy or girl that you fancied for ages that you're going to see at Christmas, or any of these things that have been on your mind for the last couple of months or even for the last year, knowing that can help keep you motivated for the next 3 weeks. So it's effectively the carrot approach, where you have the carrot at the end of the stick and you just keep working towards it, delaying gratification for 3 weeks, knowing you're going to enjoy it out the other side. And this is something that I do this on a daily basis in the micro, where I have a podcast I want to listen to, or a book chapter I'm going to read, or a DVD that I want to watch, or whatever it is. Weekend I spend with my daughter, so sometimes I'll grind extra hard during the week so I can just completely disconnect from the world at the weekend. I have that carrot, I have that delayed gratification, and that can work tremendously well. I do something very, very similar with people in my programs that need that motivation and that target to work towards, even if it's a manifested target that just allows you to work towards something tangible, such as a date, an event, or in the case of Christmas, the actual festive period. So keeping in mind that you're going to feel your best, you're going to look your best, and you're going to have an amazing time. You can largely eat what you want. You'll be able to go out and have your drinks. I'll put up different tips over the coming weeks on my Facebook pages and Instagram pages so that you don't go off the rails too much, because I did that one Christmas myself, and I had wished I had strategies in place just so that I didn't lose all the momentum I had gathered during November and December, and then had to take 2-3 weeks to get back on track in January. So I'll be putting those on my social media as well, so make sure you're following me on there. But delaying gratification for the next 3 weeks with the end goal that you're going to look, feel, and have an amazing Christmas can be that little bit of an extra thing that helps you stay on track for the next 3 weeks. So by all means, find out what your carrot is. Is it a person you want to talk to, a guy or a girl that you want to fancy? Do you just want to feel confident when you go to your Christmas party? Do you just want to look amazing on New Year's? What's your carrot? And then use that to delay gratification for the next 3 weeks. So hopefully these 8 tips will massively support you over the next 3 weeks leading into the Christmas period. I know I'm going to have a wicked Christmas myself, and I will be probably a little bit extra strict with myself for the next 3 weeks with food in particular, just because I want to enjoy my Christmas thoroughly. And I'm using that carrot of I'm going to take that week where I go a little bit more liberal with my nutrition, a little bit more liberal with my diet, and I'm using that as my carrot at the end. So I suggest, and hopefully the things I've offered in this podcast episode will help you and support you, and be sure to let me know. Hit me up on DM on Instagram, let me know on Snapchat, BrianK019 on Snapchat, if you found these tips helpful, if you applied them. And if anyone sees me out over the Christmas, I'll probably be in Galway City for most of the Christmas, be sure to come up and let me know if you tried these tips. It'd be awesome to hear from you, to hear if they worked, and as I said, hopefully the value in this episode helped you a lot. So a massive thank you for listening. If you found value in this, the only thing I'll ask from anyone that ever listens to the podcast is please pass it on. Tell somebody else about it. That's literally the best feedback I can get, is when I either read a review on iTunes or on Stitcher or on Libsyn, or somebody has told me that they've referred their friends to the podcast because it provides them with value and it helps them. That's literally the best thing I can get. So if you've got value in this, please tell whoever you think will benefit from it. That's literally the best thing that I can ever ask for. So a massive thank you for listening. For more information on me, my GA Lean Body program, or my Top 50 program, the next one will be running in the new year. Send me an email, brian@briankeenfitness.com, or go on to the website, briankeenfitness.com. My Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube's all Brian Keen Fitness. My Snapchat is BrianK019. Thanks for listening. Have a killer 3 weeks. Catch you all soon.